A major university is trying to ensure that poor families can afford higher education. Tuition at public universities is up about 10% this year on average. But as NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, the University of North Carolina is offering low-income students the chance to attend without paying tuition or taking on debt.
The North Carolina program is the first of its kind at a public university, similar to initiatives already underway at a handful of elite private schools. UNC will waive tuition and fees for students from poor families. They'll be required to work part-time campus jobs and meet the university's usual academic standards. Chancellor James Meeser says the program is aimed at high school graduates who might otherwise skip college because of the cost.
There's a big national conversation now about affordability of college education, and we decided it was really important to send a message that there should be no barrier, and in fact, we're going to make it possible for you to have no debt when you graduate.
The program's open to students whose families earn less than 150% of the federal poverty level, about $28,000 a year for a family of four. 8% of the university's current freshmen would qualify, more than half of them minorities. Meeser says those students already receive financial aid, but he says too much of it comes in the form of loans.
The loan programs are wonderful, and you know, for a lot of middle-class families, that is really a good way to piece together the resources for those who are almost there but not quite there to meet the full cost of attendance. But for the very poorest, you know, you don't want students going $50,000 and $40,000 in debt, because that's a heavy burden to take out. And it's also the appearance of that barrier keeps some students from even applying.
Meeser expects the initiative to cost about $1.5 million a year, money that will come from private donations and from reallocating existing government funds. Compared with many other public colleges, North Carolina is in a good financial position to launch the program. The university has a healthy endowment, and its tuition is relatively low, less than $5,000 a year for state residents. Experts predict colleges nationwide will monitor the program to see if it might work elsewhere. Carol Kolbeck directs the Center for the Study of Higher Education at Penn State.
Colleges across the country have been struggling with this issue of how do we make college more affordable for those who can least afford it while still charging a reasonable rate to those who can. And this seems a really exciting way to perhaps make that happen.
Skeptics, though, question the need for the program. At the Pope Center for Higher Education Policy, a North Carolina think tank, Director George Leaf concedes the size and price tag of the initiative are relatively small. But he doesn't like the precedent of starting a new government program when he says students' needs can be met with existing scholarships and loans.
There are already a large number of programs available where there's student aid for those who are in need of it. And as to the alleged problem that there are people who are just afraid to borrow money, the solution to that would be to help talk people through it. And this is not something that they need to be afraid of.
The North Carolina program runs counter to recent trends in financial aid. Universities typically have been issuing more scholarships based on academic merit rather than financial need. And some states have launched college aid programs targeted mainly toward the middle class. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.